This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea says the two Koreas have restored a stalled communication channel after hiatus in a small reconciliation step. The restoration of an inter-Korean hotline came 3 days after North Korea said it had test-fired a newly developed anti-aircraft missile in the fourth round of weapon firings in recent weeks. Seoul's Unification Ministry says the liaison officials from the two Koreas exchanged messages over a cross-border communication channel on Monday morning. North Korea resumed missile tests in September after 6 months of, but still offered conditional talks with Seoul in what some experts say is an attempt to extract outside concessions. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have all been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts, and other assets for the past quarter century. That is according to a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 firms located from around the world. The report, released on Sunday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, involves 600 journalists from 150 media outlets in 117 countries. It is being dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and the corrupt, and how they have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. Again, they're saying that hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaire celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in the mansions, exclusive beachfront properties, yachts, and other assets. That's according to a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 firms from around the world. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Crews have deployed skimmers and floating barriers known as booms as they try to stop oil from a massive spill in Southern California from further fouling the beaches, wildlife, and protected wetlands of the area. Authorities have multiple tools and techniques they can deploy to try to slow the oil from spreading and then cleaning it up from the waters and land areas, methods they've mastered over decades of work trying to mitigate the damage from such disasters. An estimated 126,000 gallons had spilled into the waters as of Sunday. Contractors in small boats deployed the skimmers and booms, hoping to keep more oil from getting into the wetland Talbert Marsh in Huntington Beach. A data scientist who was revealed Sunday as the Facebook whistleblower says that whenever there was a conflict between the public good and what benefited the company, the social media giant would choose its own interest. Frances Hagen was identified in a 60 Minutes interview Sunday as the woman who anonymously filed complaints with federal law enforcement. The company's own research shows how it magnifies hate and misinformation. Hagen, who worked at Google and Pinterest before joining Facebook in 2019, said she had asked to work in an area of the company that fights misinformation since she lost a friend to online conspiracy theories. The Taliban say at least five civilians have been killed by a bomb blast at the entrance of a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul. It was the deadliest attack in the city since U.S. forces left at the end of August. Initial reports indicate the explosion was caused by a roadside bomb. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion fell on Islamic State extremists who have stepped up attacks on the Taliban in recent weeks, particularly an IS stronghold in eastern Afghanistan. Russia on Sunday reported a record daily death toll from COVID-19, the fifth time in a week the deaths have hit a new high. The National Coronavirus Task Force said 890 deaths were recorded over the past day, exceeding the 887 reported on Friday. The task force also said the number of new infections in the past day was the second highest of the year at 25,769. Overall, Russia, a nation of 146 million people, has Europe's highest death toll from the pandemic, nearly 210,000. And Algeria has refused permission for France to fly military planes in its airspace and announced the recall of its ambassador from Paris in the wake of what it said inadmissible comments attributed to French President Emmanuel Macron. The sharp escalation in tensions also follows a French decision to slash the number of visas issued to people in North Africa, including Algeria, because of the migrants expelled from France via remote.